It should have been the Kiwi dream. Instead, a high-achieving Indian immigrant says he'll leave the country because his wife and daughter aren't allowed in. Chandra Raju last saw his wife and little girl 2 years ago and had plans to reunite in regional New Zealand. Now, an immigration lawyer says New Zealand's reputation will suffer major damage. Nick Troubridge has the story.
Chandra Raju is a University of Waikato success story. His background and achievements splashed on the institution's website as a way of attracting prospective students. He's got 16 years experience in capital markets and banking, is the recipient of Education NZ scholarships, gained a master's in accounting at Waikato University, and has stayed in the regions to work as a finance manager for an animal genetics company. He also volunteers for community patrols in his community.
You know, wherever possible, I get an opportunity, I'm trying to contribute to connect with the community, you know, in terms of, you know, knowing the culture, building that relationship.
Chandra hasn't seen his wife and 10-year-old daughter since mid-2019. They're back in India, and he misses them.
It is, you know, emotionally draining. I mean, you know, it's tough because, you know, India also has COVID challenges and, you know, this feeling of guilt, like, you know, something happens back home. What am I really trying to achieve? You know, came here for settlement and to have some good work-life balance plus having, you know, decent living for children in terms of their studies and things like that.
He came here pre-COVID with the plan his family would follow. But Chandra's Kiwi dream is over before it really started. The former University of Waikato scholar has told his boss he'll likely pack his bags and go home before the year's out.
It has been a rewarding experience in terms of work ethics, but personally, it is very mentally straining, you know, with family not being around.
Chandra and his family's path to reunification and residency faces two roadblocks. Checkpoint asked Immigration New Zealand about his case, despite the government earlier this year creating border exemptions for partners and dependent children of temporary visa holders. Immigration New Zealand says Chandra's wife and daughter don't qualify. As for Chandra's own residency bid, that's been scuppered because expressions of interest for the skilled migrant category remain suspended. Immigration says it empathises with the difficult position separated migrant families find themselves in, but that's no consolation to Chandra.
There are certain goals in life, right? And when you put it in a checklist environment, nothing, I'm not able to tick any of the boxes. Sorry to say that, but, you know, neither family is here, nor residency is moving. I mean, when family will come? I know it's always, I don't want to live with so many question marks in life.
Immigration lawyer Alistair McClymont believes New Zealand's reputation as a destination for highly skilled migrants is going to suffer generational damage.
The reputation that this country now has about the way that we treat our migrants is so poor in comparison to the almost open invitation that countries like Canada are offering skilled migrants around the world, that I think it really is going to take a generation for New Zealand to recover its reputation as being a destination for, you know, the highly skilled migrants around the world to come.
He says exemptions for relatives like Chandra's to enter the country should be widened.
When they see a whole lot of other people getting exemptions from the government to come in, it really, you know, it speaks volumes about the prioritisation that this government has over skilled migrants, the graduates here, you know, the people applying for residency compared to, say, for example, you know, America's Cup, Wiggles, Lion King, rich investors.
Mr. McClymont says he's had no news on the resumption of expressions of interest for the skilled migrant category, adding the constant message from Minister Chris Farfoy's office is that the government's looking at options. And it appears nothing's changed. Immigration NZ told Checkpoint the minister is working through advice on reopening expressions of interest for skilled migrants. Any decision will be communicated publicly, but there's no indication of when that'll be.